Very soon, like it or not, every time you're out in public, you're going to hear this. And if you own a TV, there's a pretty good chance you'll get at least a glimpse of It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on 34th Street, because maybe they're not broadcast every single day between Thanksgiving and New Year's, but kinda. Don't get me wrong, I love watching George Bailey and the Angel Clarence and Bedford Falls and Pottersville year after year, and every time I choke up at the end.
Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy alone!
I was even fine watching Macaulay Culkin slap his hands to his face and that kid get his tongue stuck to a telephone pole in A Christmas Story.
I triple dog dare you!
And it really does always warm my heart to hear and see this.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
So, listeners, we are offering you a new creative challenge. We want you to make a 30-second film holiday themed. We're calling this latest Studio 360 contest, It's a Wonderful Short. And to judge this contest, we've got the very funny and incredibly talented actress and filmmaker Jenny Slate. You might know her for her portrayal of another animated childlike creature who asks big questions.
My name is Marcel, and I'm partially a shell, as you can see on my body, but I also have shoes and a face.
Jenny is with me now, and it makes me very happy that you're going to be doing this with us. Jenny Slate, welcome back to Studio 360.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited about this.
Well, excellent. So are you, in general, a big fan of the holidays that come in December?
I am. I'm a really big fan of the holidays. I'm from Massachusetts, and I don't celebrate Christmas because I'm a Jewish American woman. But I love riding around in the car and looking at all the lights. And actually, my grandfather and his father before him worked and owned in a candy factory that made almost exclusively ribbon candy, which is, you know, candy, hard candy that looks like ribbons. And I mean, you can eat it, but it always kind of like made some sort of accident, like, you know, cut my tongue or something. I think it's supposed to hang off of your Christmas tree. I love all things Christmas, even though I am not very Christmassy.
So you weren't one of those Jewish American families who also celebrated Christmas?
No, we did not. My mom was really not about that. She was not like a Hanukkah bush type of lady. We did Hanukkah. We did it like really, really to the max. We decorated our house with, you know, Jewy things. And we did that. But my husband is one of the Jewish people in America whose family does celebrate Christmas just for the fun of it. So now I kind of do it with them.
Right. And I grew up being one of the not really Christian at all people who celebrate Christmas for the fun of it. So we all meet in the middle. Do you have a favorite holiday film of all of the many, many, many that have been made over the years?
Well, Home Alone is one of my favorite movies, like kind of ever. Although I've got to say, Meet Me in St. Louis, to me, is also a Christmas movie. And that is a huge one for me. It's gorgeous.
So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
So we're asking people to make this very short holiday film of 30 seconds or less. And in addition to being the judge, you will be their, I guess, guru and mentor. So
right.
Do you have any direction or advice to give the filmmakers?
If I'm the judge and you're trying to get on my good side, here are things that I like to see. Great relationships with old people who are lonely and young people, welcome them into their lives. Anything with animals, especially mice or poodles. I love anything that has an element of like a feast, you know, as a kid, I was always obsessed with Christmas hams. I fetishized those Christmas hams. I asked for Hanukkah one year for a ham to put on like the kitchen table in my dollhouse.
That's all useful. So animals, old people, feast, or be surprised, right? If somebody does something out of the left field, that'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, for me, The weirder, the better.
Well, thanks for joining us on this little project. I think it's going to be great. And we'll see you in December after you've picked your winner.
Yes, I'm so excited to watch all of the films, and I'm really, really glad that you asked me to do this.
The deadline to submit your video to It's a Wonderful Short is midnight on Monday, December 7th, which happens to be the second night of Hanukkah. Anything goes, live action, animation, stop motion, whatever, but it's got to be 30 seconds long or less. And you can find out all the details at studio360.org.
If I should accomplish this mission, I mean, might I perhaps win my wings? I've been waiting for over 200 years now, sir, and people are beginning to talk.